Welcome to the Roto Report, and it's brought to you by Absolute Zero Web Designs. If you're looking for a trusted partner to build you an awesome website, then call Jay Goodman at 330-721-4600 or check them out online at absolute0.net. Time to take a look at the Final Four. Our matchups later today from North Texas at AT&T Stadium, a.k.a. Jerry World, has number one Florida taking on a 7 seed in UConn, and number 8 Kentucky versus number 2 Wisconsin in the Final Four. We'll start with a matchup between the Gators and the Huskies, and it's actually a rematch for Billy Donovan and Kevin Ollie. Earlier this year, UConn beat Florida on a Shabazz Napier buzzer beater, 65-64 at UConn. So the Gators, with some revenge on their mind, a couple of guys were either dinged up or didn't play in that game for the Gators. So you know they would love to not only get revenge against the Huskies of UConn, but also this win means a trip to the title game, and it would extend their winning streak to 31 games. So the Gators have a lot to play for. They will not take the 7 seed UConn lightly because of everything that I just mentioned. Now, if you're the Huskies, you're the 7th seed. You're coming in here. You're 30-8 on the year. You've already beaten Florida once, so you have that feeling that, you know what, been there, done that. We're not going to be intimidated by these guys, and we're still the underdog. We've got nothing to lose, so let's go out and continue to play the way we've been playing in this tournament and see if we can pull off yet another upset as Cinderella maybe gets to move to the really big dance in that championship game. The key matchup in this one, no secret about it, it's the point guard matchup between Shabazz Napier and Scotty Wilbekin. Napier is channeling his inner Kemba Walker. On the season, Napier averaged 18 points per game. In this tournament, he has raised his level of play, averaging 23.5 points per game in the tournament, 4.5 assists, and he's shooting 92% from the free throw line. So if it's close late, you want the ball in his hands because he can step up and knock it down from the free throw line. In fact, as a team, that's been one of the strengths of this UConn squad throughout the tournament. They've really cashed in at the free throw line, everybody, top to bottom, making their shots at the charity stripe, and that's been a big difference in a lot of close games for them. The keys for UConn, free throws, just mentioned that. Get to the line early and often. Try and get into that bonus, then the double bonus. So when you're coming down the stretch, you can get some freebies at the line. You want to control the pace if you're UConn in this game. And you have to handle Florida's pressure because Florida's going to try and up tempo this game, create some turnovers, take you out of your comfort zone. So you have to be able to handle the pressure, control the pace, make your free throws, and you've got to limit the Gator points in the paint. You've got to collapse that defense and not allow them to get a lot of points close to the rim, in the paint, easy baskets. If you're Florida, the keys to the win for the Gators today, pressure D to create those turnovers, those runouts, get some easy baskets. You've got to control Shabazz Napier, double him. If you need to trap him coming off the pick and roll or keep fresh bodies on him, if you can control Napier, you can win this game against UConn. Easier said than done, but you don't want to foul him. You want to pressure him, but you don't want to foul him because we've already mentioned it. Guy's shooting over 90% from the free throw line, and the team overall is looking to get to the line, so you've got to be careful and not to put them in the bonus. Value the basketball if you're Florida, an underdog. If they can create turnovers and keep you from getting shots, it builds their confidence. It keeps them in games, so don't turn the basketball over, and they need some guys besides Scotty Wilbekin to make some outside shots. That's where Michael Frazier III comes in. He's their three-point specialist. If they can get him going early, that'll spread the floor and make things easier for the Florida Gators. Napier and Boatwright, both of those guys have to play big for UConn to have a chance in this one. Philip Nolan is going to have the unenviable task of going up against Patrick Young, the man-child in the post, in the paint, rebounding and scoring buckets. He's the center. He came back, four-year guy, wants a championship. And Will You Get is underrated, too, for Florida. So when this is all said and done, I like Florida to avenge their earlier season loss to UConn and beat the Huskies 65-58 with Billy Donovan's squad moving on to the national championship game on Monday night. Who will they play on Monday night, in my opinion? I think it's going to be Kentucky, and here's why. As I look at this matchup between John Calipari's squad and Bo Ryan's squad, Calipari's team just has far more talent. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Yes, they start five freshmen, but at this point in the season, they're really not freshmen. They've grown up. They've grown together as a team. Andrew Harrison, Aaron Harrison, James Young, Julius Randle, Dakari Johnson. These guys are starting to figure it out. They're playing together well. They've won a lot of close games in this tournament by 7 points, by 2 points, by 5 points, and by 3 points. The Harrison twins playing great basketball right now. And Julius Randle, we mentioned Patrick Young as a man-child. Julius Randle, even though he's a freshman, he's a man-child as well. He's had a double-double in every one of these games. He's going to be one of the top three picks, I think, in the NBA draft. That's going to be a tough matchup for Sam Decker and Bo Ryan's squad to go up against Julius Randle. But I just think Kentucky has too much talent for this team. And I think with that talent, and even though Cauley Stein is out with that injury, they're going to rely on Dakari Johnson and others, Alex Poitras and others, to handle Frank Kaminsky, who had 28 points, 11 rebounds in the big win over Arizona for Wisconsin. That's one of the biggest keys for Kentucky as they're coming together as a team. But today, they're going to have to make sure they keep a body or two on Frank Kaminsky and make somebody else beat them from Wisconsin. Can Jackson step up at the point guard position and make shots for Wisconsin? Ben Brust, is he going to be able to have a big game from behind the arc? Sam Decker, will he have any offense left after guarding Julius Randle on defense? So, for me, I just think that Kentucky has too much talent, and they're playing together right now. They're putting the team first instead of the individual play that we saw earlier in the year. I thought for sure after beating Wichita State that they couldn't play any better. Well, they've proved me wrong and a lot of other people wrong that this team came together at the right time. If you remember, preseason pick, they were number one. Some people were saying, hey, this team could go 40-0, this great recruiting class, and then it looked like they were a disappointment. But they figured it out, turned it around at the right time, and they're playing their best basketball. If Wisconsin is going to pull the upset, they need to create turnovers from these young kids. They need to pressure them, get physical with them, create some turnovers while also valuing the basketball themselves, not giving up any opportunities to score points. Kaminsky has to have another big game if they're, and then somebody else has to step up. Like I said, Decker, Jackson, Gasser, whoever. Somebody else has to step up if they're going to knock off Kentucky. I think, this is my opinion, I think Wisconsin may have a better chance of beating Kentucky than UConn does Florida, but I still think it's going to be Kentucky in Florida in the championship game. I'll take Kentucky 68-60 over Wisconsin to set up an all-SEC national championship game, and that would be the fourth time this season that Florida and Kentucky could play if they meet in the championship game. Kentucky has failed three times against Florida, so that's part of their, I don't want to say revenge, but I guess you could use that momentum and motivation to get to the championship game, to have another shot at Florida, who's beaten them three times, including a great SEC championship game. So I like Florida and Kentucky to meet for the title at AT&T Stadium, 75,000 fans on hand at Jerry World. And the one thing that I'll say before I get out of here is, playing in a stadium like that, a dome like that, it creates some depth perception problems. So I'll be curious to see which teams adapt best to that depth perception of playing in a stadium like that. I mean, UConn, when they beat Florida earlier this year, it was at home. And then their run to get to the Final Four, they played at Madison Square Garden where they were comfortable, had the home court advantage, and a few years ago won the national championship with Kemba Walker and Boatwright and Napier were on that squad. So they've kind of been comfortable with where they've been playing in some of these big games. Well, it's a totally different situation for UConn as well as everybody else playing at Jerry Jerry World, where 75,000 fans could pack that place, and the depth perception is a big factor. So we'll see which teams adjust to that. But like I said, when it's all said and done, repetitive here, for the final time, I like Florida over UConn, Kentucky over Wisconsin, and Florida to meet with the Wildcats for the national championship game on Monday night. There's your Rotary Report, a look at the Final Four, and it was brought to you by the innovative minds in web designs at AbsoluteZero.net. Need a website built? Call today, 330-721-4600, and tell them the Roadman sent you. And as always, C-Town, keep it real.